counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Jay Slasek from the Besnard Lakes.
Hey, this is Matthias Kahn from the Burning Hell.
This is Dub Maddox.
Hey, this is Paul Watson from the Ketamines.
Hey, it's Marty Carpet of Imaginary City.
Hey, this is Matt from Golden Youth.
Hi, this is Jay Hunter, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Hi, this is Anthony Enman, and you are...
Brian Cleveland.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
Nice to meet you.
It's a pleasure to meet you. You're a great person.
I wish I could say the same.
Oh, sad news. Sad day for me. If you're just tuning in, which obviously you are because we've just started, it's the Earshot 20. We're about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. It's a great website. You should head on over and check it out. Brian's going to tell you what you'll find on that website, and I'll tell you that these charts are for the week ending September 24th, 2013.
Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published every week at earshot-online.com. You can find the entire national top 50 from which we're about to play selections from the top 20 albums over the next 2 hours of the program. As well, you can find the regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations every single week, and other published charts include weekly genre reports such as electronic, hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk roots and blues, and monthly and yearly top 200 countdowns. And you can also read some fine features such as reviews, interviews, and loads more covering this week and this month, including Islands, The Balconies, Bear Mountain, and Golden Youth. You can check all that out and more at earshot-online.com.
See it all online and get us online a few ways. earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and at earshot20. Our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to contact us if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show. Happy to do it. Just get in contact with us and we will get you on with a little interview and throw some of your music on as well in amongst the charts. Today, we've got a big show lined up for you. We've got the top 20 plus. We're talking with Dean Marino from Paper Maps and Your Entertainment 411 and much more. So stick around for that. And lots of movement on the charts this week, Brian?
A fair amount of movement. Our top three sitting still for the third week in a row, which is pretty rare that that would happen. But aside from that, there is a debut in the top 20 and a good four or five other records that we haven't heard in the past. And you know, lots of other juggling aside from that. So yeah, lots of good stuff coming at you this week. So
it always seems like the summer is when we see a lot of movement, because that's when a lot of CDs are getting released and you're getting a lot of new stuff coming into the stations across Canada. So it's pretty interesting. Keep your ears peeled for that. Okay, we're going to kick it off, and Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 20.
Starting us off here is going to be Chasing the Sunset by Imaginary Cities. They're at number 20, falling five spots from the week before. Their new record is called Fall of Romance.
Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 20.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19. Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 18.
There's still a hole in your heart. Take note, there's softening blow and the blind heights. That's a cold toe through the cornrows.
It's the Earshot 20.
And debuting their record on the program this week at number 18 up from 35 the week before, that was Volcano Choir. Their latest is called Repave, and that was a track called Dance Pack. Before that, you heard the Albertans. They're at number 19 up from 40, and off of their latest Dangerous Anything, a track called Ohio Light and Fire. And starting off the program was Chasing the Sunset by Imaginary Cities from the album Fall of Romance, down from 15 to number 20.
If you're just tuning in, I'm Anthony Emmon. That's Brian Cleveland. We're counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Check out that website. It is awesome. And we've got an interview coming up in just a few minutes with our friend Dean Marino from Paper Maps, talking about their new album that hasn't been released yet, but it'll be out October 8th, and it is a cool sounding album. You're going to hear a track from that as well. But first, we're going to bring you number 17, and Brian's going to let you know what that is.
This might be the first person that you've interviewed three times.
Has it been three?
I don't know.
I was looking
through. We did a different radio program, and it might have been on that, on our old radio program.
Okay. Because I do recall the interview that I did for this show, at least with him, about the video that they were doing, the fan video. And we talk about that in the interview. And so, yeah, I recall one. I don't know about two, but maybe it was our previous.
Actually, never mind, because you've talked to Paul Lawton from the Ketamines three times. So
I feel like it's been way more than that. He and I are like buddy basis.
Definitely three times.
You know you're on a good basis with an artist when you can call up and it's, hey man, what's going on? How are things? And it's like a good 10-minute, good old fashioned Canadian conversation before how the moose doing down there.
You guys be pen pals soon?
I don't believe in writing letters.
You don't believe in it? Like,
no.
It doesn't exist? It's a fairy tale?
It's like...
Or you don't want to do it?
It's like, other fictional things in my life. Letter writing.
All right, we're going to jump back in some tunes here. You're going to hear from Lindy Ortega. Her latest is called Tin Star, and you're going to hear that title track at number 17 up from 33.
Yeah, stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 17.
Make a way. Some of us wait on love. an old tin star, beat up and rusty, lost in the shining stars of Nashville, Tennessee.
That was Lindy Ortega in at number 17 this week on the Earshot 20. And indie rock group Paper Maps will soon release their third album titled Darker Lights. It's to come out on October 8th. And along with that, there are a number of shows lined up for the group. And Dean Marino of the band joins us to chat about the upcoming release. Dean, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Hey, how's it going?
I wanted to start with the name of this album. Sounds like listeners might be in for some darker sounds. Is there a change musically between this record and your previous releases?
There certainly is a change between this album and our debut record, our 2011 debut record. A lot of it has to do with the title itself is interesting. It came from a review that was written on Exclaim. Actually, a reviewer wrote that that she liked the darker lights, quote unquote, in our first record more than, say, the brighter times. And I thought about the turn of phrase darker lights. I kind of liked it, and it stuck with me as a title. So we used it as a working title on the project. And it kind of informed the music a little bit, yeah. So I think the music and the title really gel together. A big factor in the change of sound, though, is the fact that two members of the band are no longer with us, Wendy Lung and Todd Harrison. They've been replaced by a really amazing guitar player, Andy Soto. Really changed, made a big change impact on our sound, and some people describe it as a little bit darker and dreamier, but I think it's just a natural progression we've been moving towards.
And your 2011 release, self-titled album Paper Maps, that was that featured a couple of pretty big songs that garnered a lot of support. But you also had, I wanted to talk about this because I got to interview you guys a while ago, and we were talking about the idea that you guys were rolling out having the fan-made video, and I wanted to see how that went and if that's something that you guys might do again.
Yeah, I was really surprised by the success of that video. It went really well. We got a lot of people did send in videos, and it did fairly well. You know, it had I don't know, something like 8,000 views or something on YouTube. I'm still proud of it. I think it's great. Are we going to do something like that again? I don't know. The mood has changed a little bit within the band. I've always been into crowdsourcing in terms of, you know, like getting like our fans and followers involved in the music somehow. So I think we'll come up with more ideas on how to do that in different ways. But I don't think we'll crowdsource a music video again. I think that's we're the type of band that likes to try something and then kind of move on, you know, rather than keep trying the same ideas over and over again. I think that's true for most artists out there too.
To keep it fresh and new, yeah, with the ideas, which is really great. And so this release that's going to be coming out, Darker Lights, what was the recording process like for this album?
It was one of the fastest records we've ever recorded, really. It only took us 5 months to make, which for us is a record. Usually our first record took 21 months, and Inferior Ghost took something like 8 months to make. But one of the big things about the production of this album is that we moved studios. I closed my big recording studio, Chemical Sound, which was a commercial facility, and we built a more private facility called Echo Valley, which is still a fairly large facility. but I had to basically tear down one studio and build up another one before we could even begin recording a single note of this record. And having a brand new space to work in really informed the sound of this album, and I think. I'm excited about it.
Very cool. You know, there's more with Dean coming up after Jesse Lanza, who's sitting at number 16 this week on the Earshot chart. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 16.
And that was Jesse Lanza dropping four spots to number 16 this week on the charts. And Dean from Paper Maps is still hanging out with us. So I see that you have some Canadian tour dates on the horizon. Have you guys been playing songs from the new album, or are you saving that for an official release?
No, we've been focusing on the new direction and a new album with these live shows. We played a few shows in Toronto already that were entirely 100% made up of Darker Lights material, it's gone over pretty good. Like, we're really happy with it. I think for this tour, we're going to stick to that formula and maybe throw in a couple of songs from that work from the previous releases, but primarily it's going to be this new material that we're promoting right now.
Will there be an official release party for Darker Lights?
Yeah, we're having a release party. I mean, the way I see it, every show we play on this tour is a release party, except it's in different, you know, it's a release party for every town that we were lucky enough to play on this tour. But for us, our homecoming release party will be on October 17th in Toronto at Handlebars.
Very cool. And after the release, I assume there will be some more touring and possibly some writing in there as well. Do you know what's going to happen with this? Are you guys in the process of already thinking about your next album or writing some music?
Well, we wouldn't be typical indie rock artists if we weren't already totally over our the record that's coming out now and working towards, you know, the next piece. But we're trying really hard actually not to focus on the now right now and just support this album that we've actually been sitting on for a few months. I mean, the record's been finished since June, but you know, with the release process takes a little bit of time, so you know, they have to get their gears rolling and stuff. So we've been patiently waiting for the record to come out, and we're trying desperately to just stay, you know, like excited and keen on promoting it right now. That said, there's lots of new material we're working on. Yeah. And you know, we'll keep that under the covers until it's the right time, I think.
papermaps.net. Check it out for all the latest on these guys, and you can also find tour dates there, and they're going to be all over the East Coast and then moving towards Ontario. And so for any listeners out there who might be hearing this as we're doing it live, you can check them out in Moncton on September 30th and Halifax on October 1st and Fredericton on October 4th. And then moving on to Quebec, October 7th and into Ontario, 11th, 12th, and 17th. So you can go to the website, check out the tour dates, and make sure you go check them out because they are awesome. Dean, it was great to chat.
Well, thanks for having me.
And we've got them for you now in an Earshot Extra spot this week. Here are the Paper Maps on the Earshot 20.
Earshot 20. Extra.
Yeah!
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was the memory song by Paper Maps from their brand new, soon-to-be-released record, Darker Light.
There you have it. All right, we're going to keep moving on now along the charts. And Entertainment 411 coming up very soon with our friend from Exclaim, Stephen Karlick. Brian's going to let you know first, though, what's coming in at number 15 and 14, respectively.
Stay tuned. You're going to hear from their new record, Right Thoughts, Right Words, Right Action. It's Franz Ferdinand with a track called Bullet at number 15, up from 18. And sitting still at number 14, you're going to hear from the Darcys from their new record, Warring. We'll let you know what we heard when we return.
It's the Earshot 20.
Number 15.
Around me.
It's the Earshot 20.
Pretty Girls by the Darcys from the album Mooring. That's sitting still at number 14 and at 15. Up from 18 was Franz Ferdinand. Right Words, Right Thoughts, Right Words, Right Action from the album. That is the album and a track called Bullet. Anthony's got me in a rush. And
right.
That just means I messed up. Took longer.
Now what are we left with? We're left with the rights. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and bring you some of the entertainment news, making news this week. And it comes courtesy of our friend over at Exclaim, Stephen Karlick. Here it is.
It's the Earshot 20, Entertainment 411.
Stephen Karlick from Exclaim here with the latest music news, albums, and tracks. The 2013 Polaris Music Prize has just been awarded to Godspeed You Black Emperor's latest album, Alleluia, Don't Bend, Ascend. In winning the eighth installment of the prize, announced on September 23rd at a gala at the Carlu in Toronto, Godspeed You Black Emperor took home $30,000. The band beat out fellow shortlist nominees A Tribe Called Red, Zach Ibrahim, Metric, Metz, Purity Ring, Colin Stetson, Tegan and Sarah, White Horse, and Young Galaxy. The following morning, the band, who weren't at the gala the night of, responded to the Polaris win with a post on their website. The statement read, quote, "Thanks for the nomination. Thanks for the prize. It feels nice to be acknowledged by the troubled motherland when we so often feel orphaned here. And much respect for all y'all who write about local bands, who blow that horn loudly, because that trumpeting is crucial and necessary and important." Other parts of the statement included more controversial content, including that, quote, "Holding a gala during a time of austerity and normalized decline is a weird thing to do." Quote, "Organizing a gala just so musicians can compete against each other for a novelty-sized check doesn't serve the cause of righteous music at all." And finally that, quote, "Asking the Toyota Motor Company to help cover the tab for that gala during a summer where the melting northern ice caps are live-streaming on the internet is, F-wording, insane, and comes across as tone-deaf to the current horrifying malaise." For more from the band, go to the Constellation website, where they also talk about the Polaris Prize, the appropriateness of holding the gala, and how they plan to use the $30,000. MIA has issued a statement regarding her legal battle with the NFL over her middle finger incident. The singer has been embroiled in a legal battle with the NFL after giving the finger during Madonna's 2012 Super Bowl halftime show. As recently reported, the Football League is demanding that she pay $1.5 million and issue an apology, but the singer is standing her ground and has now issued a statement in regards to the dispute. In a filmed statement, MIA said, while talking into a telephone, "The NFL thing is completely ridiculous. It's been making me laugh for a while, but now it's so boring, I don't even laugh anymore." As she goes on, she points out the fact that behind her in the freeze frame of her giving the middle finger, you can see a lineup of 10 to 15 cheerleaders, young black females, she says, that Madonna got from a local high school in Indianapolis, and they were all under 16. If you look at them, she says, they're wearing cheerleader outfits, hips thrusted in the air, legs wide open, and in this very sexually provocative position. "So now," says MIA, "they're scapegoating me into figuring out the goalposts on what is offensive in America." The NFL has claimed that MIA's offensive gesture was done, quote, "in flagrant disregard for the values that form the cornerstone of the NFL brand and the Super Bowl." The legal conflict has been taking place behind the scenes since last year. Wayne Coyne has been booted off of Instagram. The move apparently took place over the weekend, and administrators deleted all of the singer's uploaded images since he joined Instagram, too sexy or otherwise. It's assumed that this is because Coyne violated the terms of the service, which prohibit, quote, "nude, partially nude, or sexually suggestive photos." Flaming Lips fan site The Future Heart was outraged by the Instagram ban and have since started up a petition demanding the photos be restored. They also point out that deleting the photos also punishes curious fans. In album releases this week, Drake has finally released Nothing Was the Same, the title of which, our writer says, is a touch misleading. Fans of the Toronto rap Golden Boy will find the content familiar, solipsism and chest thumping, as well as laments of the romantic and fame-related variety, delivered over lush, immersive beats. Compared to Take Care, Drake has turned his focus outwards to celebrate success, reconciling with his father, and dramatically stepping up his rapping. Nothing Was the Same finds Drake digging deeper into his influences, such as 90s R&B, Houston Screw, and Cash Money Records, to refine his sound. Led by longtime producer Noah 40 Shabib, his production team channel Trap Rap's Frantic Snares and James Blake and Subtract's bass music to tweak his signature moody sound. The album is a challenging, uncompromised major label rap album with a handful of impeccable songs, weighed down slightly by the rapper's increasingly solipsistic viewpoint. Also out this week is Kings of Leon's latest, Mechanical Bull. You can never be too sure about Kings of Leon, says our writer. They often buy into a prescribed persona and become the characters they're meant to portray. When drummer Nathan Folwell said in the lead-up to the album's release that the band had to, quote, go back to the blueprint of what we did on our first album, it's worth wondering if the record is an attempt by the Kings to gain back the indie cred they once flirted with, or if they're straight up out of ideas. The sound that emerges on the album is one of, quote, a group panicking in a last-ditch effort to be taken seriously, while pulling out all the stops once associated with the Kings. At its best, Mechanical Bull is standard paint-by-numbers fare that attempts to sprint to the finish line, but it runs out of gas, and you have to wonder if Kings of Leon have as well. For more of the latest music news, albums, and tracks this week, visit exclaim.ca. Our song pick of the week is Shad's latest Fam Jam, for Some Immigrants. Hear it now on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra.
I'm proud of my nephew.
Yeah.
I'm proud of my nephew, my niece.
Yeah. Well, most of the nephews. This is focusing on the nephew.
Especially the one in Toronto.
Yeah, this is the one.
For some immigrants, yeah. From donated clothes to caps and gowns, it's a little shout to my black and brown folks that know the game, not in class to clown. Had the funny accent, well, look who's laughing now. See, Samir came here to grind, and he slaved that every minimum wage job, but he saved that. Brought his sister on scholarship to make stacks, working as a surgeon. She bottle whip and paid cash. No time to whine, we just face facts. Let's fit six in the back and let's take that to the best restaurants, make reservations. Since we out here, since they made reservations for First Nations and they never made reparations, the natives probably relate more to immigration. So this for y'all too, when I can't forget the Haitians here for an education. It's a celebration. Not bad, huh? Lines and make borders real, but then bend the rules when there's more to drill. Don't turn away the stateless. Think of the waste if one in three refugees is a Lauryn Hill. Come a long way, we can move forward still. From the poorest to up by Lawrence, Forest Hill. But more than that, Skrillery Banks, just chill. Make a home, just build in a zone less ill. In a place to be safe, you found an escape route where we come from. So we grateful to Jesus. And now the top is the next stop. This drop ought to have my aunts on a guest spot, red hot. I'm talking going from sweatshops to tech stocks, doctors without borders with dreadlocks. We quoting S. Doc Carter on Otis. Turns out some fresh off the boat kid wrote this. Not bad, huh? World born, but first world form. Sometimes you feel pride, sometimes you feel torn. See, my mother tongue's not what they speak where my mother's from. She moved to London with her husband when their son was one. And one time after family ties, I turned on the news and saw my family die.
Why?
Pop said it's murder in the motherland and things about colonialism I didn't understand. All the things that shape a man and his mind state. A community income and crime rate. If times change, why my people still in dire straits? If it's a big world, show me where's my place in it. I had to talk to Pops for a minute. He said, Shad, this world wasn't home to begin with. Just keep defending the oppressed, take steps and keep rapping. You might just be the best. Well, yes.
Yeah, you do.
I sound good in person, like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you typing me again?
No.
On air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 13.
The
quiet indoor fighting, the whimper in her sigh, the softer brutalizing, but I don't care, I'm a man, the soulless in denying, the face that we all share.
Listening to the Earshot 20, number 12.
It's been 2 months and I'm dying inside. I wish I had, yes, my bride, the pains and gloom, things are bleak. I didn't even think of you once last week. Thinking about the night I bid my darling adieu. I thought my love had faded and gone. It was me, I was wrong all along. Oh, the rain it falls, the wind does blow. I gave my love a red, red rose. I wasn't faithful, I treated her poor. This pain in my heart, there ain't no cure. Hard, no, the pain won't end. It's only you who I could depend. Forgive me, love, let's start anew. I never thought I would prove untrue. So listen to me, oh yeah, houseman. Don't let the taverns take you in. Don't let the cravings change your ways. You will be single the rest of your days. Falls, the wind does blow. I gave my love a red, red rose. I wasn't faithful, I treated it poor. There's pain in my heart, there ain't no cure. For there's pain in my heart, there ain't no cure.
Number 11.
Waitresses don't care and they flirt with the bouncers. A dishwasher, you stand alone. They smoke all your drugs and give you goodnight hugs. A dishwasher, you stand alone. And the cutlery piles high, high into the sky. Oh dishwasher, you stand alone. Oh dishwasher, you stand alone. Except for the cats that follow you home. Cause the special was fish, now you smell like it. Dishwasher, you stand alone. Bartenders count the tips and the grease that gives you zits. So dishwasher, you stand alone. And the boss don't say please to steal all his shredded cheese. Oh dishwasher, you stand alone. And when it is last call, love, it finds them all. Oh, dishwasher, you still stand alone. Oh, dishwasher, you stand alone. Except for the cats that follow you home. Cause the special was fish, now you smell like it. Dishwasher, you stand alone.
I actually thought he was talking about a machine.
No,
but clearly he's talking about a person washing the dishes.
The closing track from his brand new record, Mission Accomplished, that was The Dishwasher Stands Alone by B.A. Johnson. He falls number 11 from 8 the week before. And number 12 all the way up from 30 was The Deep Dark Woods from their new record, Jubilee Red Red Rose. I Don't Care, I'm a Man by Ostra, their new record, Olympia, and that's at number 13, down from 4. And before that, you heard Stephen Carlick's pick this week, which was the new single from Shad's forthcoming new record, Fam Jam, For Some Immigrants.
I'm Anthony Emmon. That's Brian Cleveland. And this is the Earshot 20. That's the first 10. When we come back in the next hour, we've got another interview lined up for you, plus the top 10. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the national countdown of the earshot-online.com. We record and broadcast live out of St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station, local 107.3 FM, where you can hear the show live 4 to 6 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. And then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus and community radio partners and other partners as well. You can also download the show radio4all.net and grab the podcast from iTunes. Stick around, there's more on the way.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.